Obviously, this parable is not about money. It's about us forgiving sin. God is the generous one in that parable, forgiving everything. We, the people, we were in that parable too. We didn't forgive our fellow servant. Now, there's this guy I knew back in the seminary. He wrote an article for the Catholic Herald once as a priest a few years ago, comparing Jesus' teachings with food. Some teachings, he said, are like steak and like pizza. You know, the stuff we kind of like, we can agree with. And then there's other teachings of Jesus that are like vegetables, not quite our first choice. I found it memorable because this guy loved vegetables. After our dinners at seminary, one of our tables, we'd always be eating our dessert. He would come by, hey, you guys gonna eat your vegetables? Because we still had a big plate of them there, not even touched. And he would take them, the full plate. You may know this guy, it's Father Matt. I found it odd because Father Matt loved vegetables and not pizza. So why would he compare the hard teachings with vegetables? I think for our sake. We all know we don't like vegetables as much. So for the next few weeks, we are going to be listening to the vegetables and to the three bean salads of the Gospels. You know, not our first choice for our ears. For us as human beings, Jesus gives us this incredible gift. He's called Peter. Peter, he is very relatable to us. Peter was a work in progress, just like us. In today's gospel, Jesus challenges Peter. He's also challenging us, too, in the meaning of what forgiveness is, and to see how God sees forgiveness. Peter asks the Lord, what did he say? How many times are we to forgive, Lord? Up to seven times? And we know Peter was being generous. So that's a generous heart of a human being. Forgive someone seven times. Peter assumed that generosity. But Jesus says, no, I say to you 77 times. In another gospel, Jesus says 70 times seven. In other words, Jesus says, put no conditions on forgiveness. You are to forgive all the time. I know when I go to confession, I feel like I'm a broken record sometimes. Over and over and over and over again. For 20 years, nothing's changed sometimes. We need that 70 times 7, that infinite amount. Politics, it's one of my banes, listening to politicians, I don't like them. I've given up my 77 times and 77 nights. We need the generosity of God that would, our world would be in a lot of hurt if we did not have the generosity of God. Now, the generosity of God is like the steak teaching of Jesus. Oh, it's so good. So where do the vegetables come in? The problem is that God in the same gospel, Jesus in the same gospel, expects us to do the same. God wants us to live what we expect from God. God wants us to live what we expect. That's the hard thing. Have you listened to the Lord's Prayer, or do we just recite it? What's in the Lord's Prayer? St. Augustine called it a curse if we say the Lord's Prayer with unforgiveness in our heart. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. What does that mean? Why is it a curse? Because we're telling God in that Lord's Prayer, Lord, treat me like you, or like, treat me like I forgive others. That's what that line means. Treat me like I forgive others. If we don't forgive, then we're telling God, we're giving permission to God, don't forgive me then. We don't want that. That is where the rubber meets the road in Christianity. That is Jesus giving us a vegetable platter to eat on today. We're not all vegans, so it's hard. It's hard because this is not an invitation from God. That's why the reading is so hard. God expects us. It's mandatory. You must forgive from your heart others. In our lives, at least in one point, we have to demonstrate some heroic forgiveness in our life. Can we do it? because God offers us heroic forgiveness too. It's all we do in this life, to just take from God. Is that what we do? Is that what we're about? So does God ask us to forgive for the sake of God? No, God doesn't need us to forgive for God's sake. He needs us to forgive for our sake. We cannot live a good human life without forgiveness in it. We must. Do you want to hold grudges, contempt, resentment, hate in your heart? That goes against everything godly. It goes against everything human to live the good life. We live our best human life possible by living in the freedom that we can forgive. Yes, we live in freedom when we are allowed to forgive others. Forgiveness is not a natural thing for us. It's a divine characteristic, which means it's the supernatural. We find forgiveness in our supernatural nature, the divine that came to reside in us in our baptism. Forgiveness only comes in prayer and asking God for help. You remember Jesus' words in the Gospels? I'm the vine, or you're the vine, I'm the branch. You can do nothing without me. We have to ask God to be able to forgive. I remember doing that once when I first had my reconversion. People who bugged me, I started praying for them, and I remember telling Jesus, I don't even mean this. But I stuck with it because Jesus told us to do it. And before you know it, I started forgiving. I started having a change of heart. Started praying for them. And that changed life. When you don't have to live with resentment anymore. It's such a good thing. It's such a good feeling. We need the grace of God to complete the human mission. We cannot complete it without God's help. We cannot live our best life without the grace of God. It's not that hard when we ask God to do something he asks us to do because he's willing to help us all the time. Let us pray for the mind of God, the ability to forgive and to let go. For many, you've been horribly wronged in your life, perhaps. That's going to take the incredible power of God in your heart. But he does want us to try to forgive. God knows you're not going to forgive without my help. You need to ask help. You need to ask the grace of God. Let us pray for that grace if you are still holding grudges in your life.